each time you fly from North America to Australia, and without anyone asking how you feel about it, a day is taken away from you when you cross the international dateline. I left Los Angeles on January 3rd and arrived in Sydney 14 hours later on January 5th. For me, there was no January 4th, none at all. Where it went exactly, I couldn't tell you. All I know is that for one 24-hour period in the history of this earth, it appears I had no being. I find that a little uncanny, to say the least. I mean to say, if you were browsing through your ticket folder and you saw a notice that said, "Passengers are advised that on some crossings, 24-hour loss of existence may occur," which is of course how they would phrase it, as if it happened from time to time, you would probably get up, make inquiries, grab a sleeve and say, "Excuse me." There is, it must be said, a certain metaphysical comfort in that you can cease to have material form and it doesn't hurt at all. And to be fair, they do give you the day back on the return journey when you cross the international dateline in the opposite direction, and thereby manage somehow to arrive in Los Angeles before you left Sydney, which in its way, of course, is an even neater trick. Now, I vaguely understand the principles involved here. I can see that there has to be a notional line where one day ends and the next begins, and that when you cross that line, temporal oddities will necessarily follow. But that still doesn't get away from the fact that on any trip between America and Australia, you will experience something that would be, in any other circumstance, the starkest impossibility. However hard you train or concentrate or watch your diet, no matter how many steps you take on the Stairmaster, you are never going to get so fit that you can cease to occupy space for 24 hours or be able to arrive in one room before you left the last one. So there is a certain sense of achievement just in arriving in Australia, a pleasure and a satisfaction to be able to step from the airport terminal into the dazzling Antipodean sunshine and realize that all your many atoms, so recently unaccounted for, have reassembled in an approximately normal manner. In these circumstances, it is a pleasure to find yourself anywhere. That it is Australia is a positive bonus.